I just saw football. I just want to do this. I couldn't even speak English. And I just pointed my finger on a list of like 50 schools, and I pointed out two schools, and the Salisbury school was one of them. And I got in contact with Christopher Adamson, and I sent him a highlight tape, and he was really so interested, and we just started getting everything going per email and the translator. When you get thrown into the culture and like you have to speak the language, like you pick it up that fast. It's ridiculous. I learned it like in 2 or 3 months. I love America. I love the culture. I mean, if I wouldn't love it, I wouldn't be here. And there's nothing. I told myself, man, why I'm doing this. Everything so far was just a great experience, and nothing holds me back to keep staying here. I took English in school, in high school, but a lot of people take Spanish here and can't speak any Spanish, and this was me in Germany just taking English and trying to explain the NFL comment to my parents. Actually, before I left, I talked to them, and I told them about interviews, when you like have interviews with the teams, and they're like, so, wait, are you going to play for an NFL team like after this combine already? And I was like, no, like it's just another puzzle in the whole process. They don't understand it. It's just so hard to understand for European people who don't play football, because in the soccer world, you can pick your team, you can pick how much money, just get offers. But here, you don't have any rights. The team takes you. There's no favorite team. I just, when I played Madden back in the day, I always took the good players and just created the Björn Werner team. So that was my favorite team. Every time I hear somebody playing soccer, like back in the day, everybody says it was because of soccer. Thank you, soccer, if it was for it. And I really don't know if it has to do with soccer or not. But, if I give the credit to the soccer, playing soccer and being a big guy and always getting out, take that big guy out of the soccer game because you're hurting people. And then I just got into football and just hitting people. It's such a man's sport where you line up against another guy and who's going to be the stronger guy. It's just an amazing game where it's just not like the physicality, even like the mental conditioning, where can you do it once or can you do it, 50 times in the game. A lot of people play soccer. Maybe the people who don't like soccer all love football just because, wow, it's just men just hitting each other, de-cleating everybody. And maybe this is the reason, I can't explain it, but this is why I loved it. This is why my friends back home love it. So I can't really explain that. I had individual goals and I had team goals. I achieved both of them. I wrote them actually down in my mirror, and I achieved all of those goals, and I was healthy, and I have a wife in college. Everything was just pointing towards leaving. I gave Florida State everything I had, and was great 3 years, and it was just time to move on for me and my family. I think my style play is just the overall. I got everything a little bit. I feel like I'm athletic enough. I'm smart enough. I got the instincts, and it's just there's nothing I'm lacking of really bad, but there's nothing I'm standing out really good. So I'm just, but that's my goal. I want to be that overall DN who can be in on every situation. You can throw every situation at me. I want to be in there and I can handle it.